Nicely with Martin Besser.
So, Old Mutual came out and said that a whole voice note that went around. Do you sometimes on groups and on WhatsApp get this serious voice note that always calls out some doom? We got this information from wada, and then it's often fake news.
Yeah.
And people, kijk hier sonne, people love sharing that. Oh,
look, it doesn't happen often, but I remember last year, I think I was one of the second people. Do you remember the voice note that went around about after the looting that happened in Durban? There was one that went around in Joburg about how Krugersdorp was going to be shut down and they're going to do the march tomorrow and it's going to be crazy. And everybody freaked out and they were like, it's happening.
But you know what the sad part is? That in these days, what could not be plausible?
Yeah, this is also true.
It could happen.
For starters.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I listened to all those voice notes. At the time, they may be fake, but they're not, in the context, completely implausible.
Yeah.
No.
You know, it's not impossible.
That's what makes it scary for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And those people play on that. They play on our emotions and our frustration and our anxiety. And I often wish they could find them. And just punish them. Because honestly, of all the things that you have to deal with in a day.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Also, why do you have time? Why do you have time to sit at home while you're in the middle of whatever it is, looting, load shedding, I don't know, water shedding, and think, do you know what would be fun if I made up like a really terrible voice story, note and then like shed it around? Why do you have the time?
Control the whole country.
So this one was about the risk of a total blackout. Once again, like us as South Africans,
plausible. Absolutely.
You know, but for what it's worth, this particular voice note.
Hier kom drama met die krag. Baie beplanning agter die skerms by Old Mutual al om reg te maak vir dit. En guys, net gou een ding, julle moet onthou, ons het vir Trevor Manuel by ons. Hy praat daagliks met government en government inform die groot maatskappye ook. Is goed gaan gebeur. As ek net kyk na wat in die nuus is die laaste paar dae met Eskom na steeds 5 toe. Hulle gaan ook vir Koeberg met afbring vir serious maintenance op die 9de van Desember of aan Marie se verjaarsdag. En ons vermoed is dalk die datum wat ons 'n complete blackout gaan hê.
And it always sounds so authoritative. They mention names and it came from within the company and blah 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 blah, which kind of makes it sound more true, right?
Yeah.
And that got a lot of people obviously pretty fearful and anxious and worried. Now, Old Mutual themselves came out and said that is fake news. That's nonsense. Mm. We never said that. That was never shared, blah, blah, blah. If you want to see, and I really do encourage you to do that, if you want to see the post that Old Mutual did put out saying that this is not true, go and have a look at it. It's on our blog on jacarandafm.com, also along with a fake voice note.
And he's Anne-Marie, when it's off your show.
It's always so specific, though.
Yeah.
And it sounds so sincere.
Yeah.
Very plausible.
It's like, you know, the Oscar goes to... But gaan loer also op ons blog. Jy sal meer daaroor lees. Always catch up with the truth, we say. Maar ja, 9 December, nee?
With Martin Besser.